Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Positively Negative. I keep re-recording this episode because I have so many things that I want to talk about and that I want to share with you, but I literally have no idea what exactly I want to say. And so I usually like have a title idea and have like a topic idea before I go into my episodes. But today, I really want to talk about anxiety and being codependent and relying on other people to literally make you feel happy. And hurting other people, and all of this really fun, exciting stuff. And so let's just dive right in. Anxiety, not fun, not ideal, definitely not my favorite thing in the world. But I think an important lesson that I've learned when dealing with anxiety is separating your common sense from your anxiety or your depression or whatever it may be. Separating your common sense from those types of things, because you, although these things are a part of you, although anxiety is a part of you, although depression is anxiety, although they're all a part of you, they don't make you, right? Like, there is an abundance of things that make who you are. And so you're not stupid, I'm not stupid, but these kind of things tend to take over, right? Like, they tend to completely just, you know, control every thought and every emotion and every feeling. But I think there is a way to kind of separate your common sense from those things. Like, in a situation where you are super, super anxious and, I don't know, you're meeting someone new, right? And you're nervous and you're anxious and you just have all this anxiety. But, you know, instead of just letting this anxiety, like, completely take over and, you know, you leave, you don't even go meet that person, whatever. If you're able to separate, like, your common sense and you're able to say, like, this is just anxiety, like, it's gonna be fine. What I like to do is I actually like to go into my notes app and I like to type out all of my fears, right? All of, like, my anxious thoughts. And this kind of sounds stupid, but you type all of them out, right? And then you go through them one by one and you basically, like, contradict them. And you come up with a reason to ask why these would never, ever happen in real life. Like, I think one of mine one time was something like, I'm going to get in a car crash on the way there. And I was like, girl, like, you're fine. Like, in all of your years of living, you haven't gotten a car crash yet. Other than that one time that the FedEx truck rear-ended you, you were fine, right? Like, you haven't gotten a car crash yet. Also, like, worst case scenario, you do get in a car crash and you're fine. And then you don't have to meet that person, right? Because, like, you were in a car crash. I think they'll understand. You know, so, like, that's something that really, really helps me. Is, like, especially when you can, like, type it out or you can write it in a journal, like, and you can see these thoughts, it's so much easier to kind of, like, separate them because they're right there in front of you, right? Like, if I'm reading a book, like, I'm not reading it as if it's my own thought. So when I'm reading these things out, I can kind of say to myself, like, wow, who would even write this? Like, this is so stupid. This would never happen. Right? And I'm like, Zoe, you wrote it. And I'm like, oh, you're an idiot, you know? But, like, it's so much easier to write out all your thoughts and be able to read them and see them and separate them and literally just be like, girl, you're going to be fine. None of these things are going to happen. And even if they do, you'll also be fine, right? But, you know, the likeliness of these happening is, you know, zero, like, I don't know, one to none. I don't know what the phrase is, but it's like, you know, it's slim to none, right? That's what it is. And so I think when you can do that, it's so, so helpful. And it's definitely one thing that's like, I wouldn't say like it's changed my life, but it's definitely made things a lot easier. And like, there's a lot of, you know, going back to like what makes you, like there's so many things that makes up like your identity and who you are. And so I think when people try to kind of put themselves in this box and really just say that they're one thing and they just do this and they only do this and they only care about this, it limits you, right? It kind of keeps you in this space where you limit yourself, you limit your ideas, you limit your talents and what you can do, because you have so much potential, right? You could do all those things, but you're limiting yourself. And that's what anxiety does, right? I think anxiety kind of puts you in this little space where, like, you feel safe and you step out of that space and, like, you're done. You're dead. Bye. Like, you know, it's kind of just this, like, anxiety that keeps you in this box and keeps you in this space of comfort. And, you know, you have that feeling of safety and that feeling of comfort. And if you leave it, then everything's just gonna, you know, the world's just gonna end and that's it, right? Like, there's no in between. You're done. Bye. Like, you know? And so I think when you can really learn to separate your actual thoughts and, like, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're in a friendship with someone and, like, your anxiety is telling you that, you know, they hate you and, you know, they never want to hang out with you again, write all those thoughts down. Write every single one down. As stupid as it may feel, write all of them down. And then you go through them and you know, I think I've been hurt by people who, not really hurt, but it really stresses me out too when someone with really bad anxiety is like, I mean, I understand it. I have really bad anxiety too, but I think, like, it stresses me out even more when someone will text me and they're like, oh my God, like, I feel like you hate me. And I'm just like, I get overwhelmed. And then I'm like, oh no, what do I do? Like, now we're both in this situation where we both have really bad anxiety and we're just gonna, like, this is just not a good situation, right? And so I think, like, oh my God, like, it just, so I feel like if you're in a spot where you have really bad anxiety and you really, really want to text this person and tell them that you feel like they hate you, and all of this stuff, like, it's gonna really stress them out too. And I think I've had to stop myself a couple times before and just be like, there's a very real person here, right? Like, there's a very real person that you're venting to. I think also, yeah, definitely remember that. Like, if there's, you know, there's a very real person here that you could be hurting, right? You could be giving them trauma even with, like, venting and long rants about things that they definitely cannot handle, right? Like, if you were to tell a three-year-old all of your trauma and everything you've ever been to, that three-year-old would probably collapse right there on the floor, right? Like, they can't comprehend it. And I mean, maybe they can comprehend it, but they cannot deal with it, right? Like, there is no way that you should be, I don't know. I think, and, like, people who have been friends, like, I've heard a lot of stories from people on TikTok, and even some of my friends, where they've said, like, it is so hard, and even my personal experience, like, it is so hard when you feel like you're someone else's life support, like, that you're the reason that someone else is alive. Like, it can be a beautiful, great thing, right? Like, maybe your friendship, maybe your relationship saved this person and they're in a mentally better place and they feel so much better, and that's wonderful. That's amazing. But, like right now, I can tell you, I cannot be someone's life support, right? Like, I cannot, like, mentally I'm doing fine, but not well enough where I would be able to handle someone else's issues and handle all of this other stuff. And I think it takes a lot of thinking and it takes a lot of self-reflection to understand when you can't handle something and you just can't handle that. And I think I've kind of learned to understand when I can't handle something and when I'm not going to be able to deal with this and I'm not going to be able to hear your rant right now. And I think it's also okay to be like, girl, I don't want to hear your rant right now. I don't want you to vent to me. It may seem selfish. It may seem like you're self-centered and you only care about yourself, but some people are in, like, that bad of a place where, like, it's a lot to deal with and it's going to stress out both parties. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of productivity that's going to go on there because, right? Like, it's not going to work. I promise you it's not going to work. Oh my God. And I think also going into, like, what was I mentioning at the beginning? Like, being codependent. I don't know. That's something I want. Like, if you're completely codependent, I think people with anxiety are often really codependent because, like, we thrive on, like, validation in a sense and, like, security. And so when you're codependent and you're in a relationship with someone who makes you, like, who you can depend on, you are given that sense of security. But it, you know, is being codependent so amazing all the time? Because what if you're in a relationship where there's a false sense of security, right? You're in a toxic relationship. You're in a fake relationship, right? Like, this person does not care about you. They don't care. They don't love you. They don't want you. They don't value you. And that gives you such a false sense of security that is that going to end up hurting you more? Because you can only depend on this person. And if you lose this person, what is going to happen? Wait, like, what is going to happen to you if you lose this person? And I think, like, that's something that I don't think about a lot because I feel like a lot of the time we often take people for granted as well. Like, so that also gives ourselves a false sense of insecurity, right? Like, if we completely take this person for granted and we never even think about the possibility. I mean, I think people with anxiety definitely think about the possibility that the worst thing in the world is going to happen. But I don't know. Let's say you don't. That's also going to give yourself a false sense. I'm talking too fast. It's also going to give you a false sense of security because then you have this completely, like, different ideal and this completely, like, different, like, thinking in your head than this person actually does. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I also think, like, you know those kind of people who, like, work till they're 80 and that's all they did their whole life, right? Is work. And they were only trying to pursue this one goal. And yeah, they met the goal, but what other things could they have done during their life while they were working for that goal, right? They were never content. They were never happy. And finally, I don't know, 60 years later, like in 70 years later, like they're finally content and they're finally happy. But like, what did they, I guess what I'm saying, like, was the goal they met worth all the work, right? And I'm trying to kind of get to, like, the point of, like, being content without settling, right? Like, you can be content and still want to pursue more and still, like, be working hard and still be trying to, you know, be something and create something. I don't know, you know, reach some goal. But if at least if you're content, then you have that security of, like, if I don't end up pursuing this, if this ends up, you know, failing horribly and everything just sucks and is awful and whatever, like, at least I'll be okay, right? Because I'm content enough in myself that, like, I don't need this thing, but I just really, really want it. You know, I really desire it. I really value it. I really, really want it, but at least I'm still content. At least I'm still happy, right? Because I think people who just want, A, aren't fun to be around because usually all they talk about is that one thing, whether it's a relationship or, you know, an item, a, you know, certain, like, net worth, I don't even know. But, like, you know, that those kind of people aren't really fun to be around because they only want this one thing, right? Like, I think, I don't know, like, pick me girls, I kind of hate that term because I think it's used too, like, broadly, like, it's kind of used, it's also really, like, a negative term, right? And so, like a pick-me girl, right? All they want is the guy at any cost, right? And so they will put down whoever they need to put down, they will hurt anybody they need to hurt, they will do whatever they can to get what they want, right? And if, it, you know, are they okay with hurting everyone in their life and not having any friends because they want the guy? And are they willing to throw all their friendships away just so they can have this one super amazing romantic relationship? Like, you know, if you're fine with that, be fine with that. But I don't know. I definitely wouldn't be. I mean, I don't think anything you love should come at a cost for other things you love, right? Like, I think, like, something, I feel like love should be easy, and I know it's not. I know, like, trust me, I know love is not easy, but I think it's so sad that it's not, because I feel like something you love, someone you love, it should feel easy, right? Love should feel easy. Relationships should feel easy. And I just, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll be in an easy relationship one day. Maybe I'll love someone so much that, like, it is just that easy. And I mean, I know there are relationships that are easy and feel easy, but I don't know. I just, like, I want a relationship that feels just loving, and I just always feel valued and supported. Like, that's all I need. Really, that's all I need. Like, I don't know. And I think I am codependent, but not in a way that's like, I don't know. Like, being codependent isn't a bad thing. It's not like, but you know, being independent isn't a bad thing either. But I think, like, I'm independent in the sense where, like, I don't need anyone, but I want someone really badly, you know? Like, I think I'd be fine without anyone. But, I mean, I don't know, girl. Like, I'm thankful to say, like, I've never really had to be alone, like, completely. Like, I've always had good friends. I've, you know, so I think I've never really had to experience that yet, but I don't know. I would definitely call myself, if somebody asked me, gun to my head, are you codependent or independent? Which would be a very weird question to ask if I had a gun to my head. Like, you could choose any question in the world. Anyway, so I would probably say I'm independent. But that's just based on, like, my, like, view of myself. But I don't know, like, would I want someone that badly that I would need them, right? Like, that I would not be happy without anyone in my life. Because I know there are people, like, who live alone, who do everything alone, who are completely content and happy with their lives, and that's awesome. Like, that's so amazing. If you can, like, that's wonderful for you. And I think, like, I can see myself at 50 with 20 cats and, you know, living in my own apartment, no family, no friends, no husband, no wife, right? Like, I'd be fine, I feel like. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be okay. I don't know. I mean, I'll always have you guys, so. It's fine. But I would say I'm independent. But I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I definitely do not know. And I mean, I want a man, girl. Like, but I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning, but this episode is taking me so long to release, because this week literally flew by and I don't even know what happened, but, yeah. I also just want to, like, take a minute to say literally how much I appreciate you guys and how much I love creating content for you and how much I love recording these episodes, and I'm sure you guys love to hear me talk and talk and talk and talk, but I do really, really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. And it's honestly, it's really therapeutic. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, writing all your anxious thoughts in a notebook and reading them out to yourself, because it's like, when I listen to my recording over, which I actually usually don't do, and I don't edit mine at all. Fun fact, don't edit these at all. So, if, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that, like, these are completely transparent. I just want to be really honest and raw with you guys, you know, like, I just really, really want to, like, relate to you on a deeper level, you know. I feel like Julia Fox when I say that. I don't know why, like, I literally feel exactly like her, honestly. Also, not gonna lie, kind of Julia Fox, she's growing on me. She is definitely growing on me. I'm not even joshing with you guys. I honestly love Julia Fox, 100%, absolutely, gun to my head, Julia Fox, Kim, yeah. Julia Fox or Kim K, obviously, but, like, Julia Fox, honestly, like, kind of, I don't know, man, I'm sorry, I literally, like, have to stop talking, but, anyway, I think I'm going to cut this episode a little bit shorter than my normal episodes. I'm literally, like, 30 seconds shorter, because most of them average, like, 20 minutes. Also, if you guys want longer episodes, please let me know, because I'm happy to release, like, longer episodes. I just, like, my voice is literally, I don't know if you guys can tell, but it's literally getting, like, raspy, and so I don't really know, but yeah. I just love you guys so much, and thank you for listening to episode 5 of Positively Negative. Still have no idea what I'm going to name this episode, but I hope it's a cool title. I hope it's, like, an awesome, really, like, sick title, my guy. Ew, I hate that I just said that. Okay, anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you soon. Hopefully, it'll be soon. I promise it'll be soon. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.